Portis. So all players will be under contract to the Bulls for the 2018-2019 season. Got to field a team.
Are you trying to ruin people's weekends? Is that what you're trying to do?
Got to field a team.
Campaign. A man who has showed you over and over again that he cannot play basketball.
Well, Denzel's trying his best to do the same.
Hey, but they got Lowry. They got Lowry.
Yeah, but that you doesn't can mitigate.
There's a piece. Oh, I'm going to tweet it out. There's a piece on why Lowry Markkanen should not be credited with the Bulls in terms of discovery and you know giving themselves a good pick. I got to find it, but somebody wrote a nice 600 words on why the Bulls kind of fell into that thing with Lowry Markkanen as well.
You get the guys you get. If you start doing that retroactively, you got to take a lot of bodies off a lot of GMs.
Well, I don't like this GM.
If that's the case. All right, you're an honest man.
There it is.
In other news after an update.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, it is 4 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Catch the fireworks tomorrow for Superhero Night, presented by Marvel Universe Live. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Nico Mirotic absence from the rest of the Bulls continues to hover over this team. Now, earlier today, John Paxson updated us on what he could, and what about those reports that Mirotic and his representatives have requested a trade?
I'm not going to discuss anything that any conversations we've had. I'll just reiterate it. We understand what he's been through, and we're trying to, to work with him.
Paxson went on to say that he hopes to get Mirotic into the Advocate Center here in the near future to be around his teammates. We'll see if that happens. And as Dan just mentioned, the Bulls have exercised the contract options on the following players: Chris Dunn, Denzel Valentine, Jaren Grant, Cameron Payne, and Bobby Portis. That means that all those players are under contract with the Bulls through next season. Doesn't mean they'll be in a Bulls uniform, but it means that they're under contract with them. In baseball, the Washington Nationals still have a managerial vacancy. We know that Davey Martinez already interviewed earlier and is said to be the front runner, but today they also interviewed John Farrell, who was fired recently by the Red Sox. Tonight, it's Game 3 of the World Series down in Houston. Yu Darvish going for the Dodgers, Lance McCullers for the Astros. In hockey, it's the Blackhawks and the Predators over at the United Center. And AHL, the Wolves will have center Vadim Shipachev on their roster this weekend. He's on loan from the Vegas Golden Knights. Football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the games, serving game day food and drink specials. Sign up for your chance to win a jersey during all Chicago Pro games. Visit Real Time Sports Bar.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. Mully and Hanley will be breaking down the Bears-Saints game this week, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Yep.
We're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. Day and the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on the live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, quality headwear based in Chicago since 1918. Dan, Christian Winfield from SB Nation has been doing some pretty good work as of late, whether it be with the dietary stuff that I've been reading from him. And my guy Chris Kason, who also is a contributor for GQ, has been doing a lot of dietary stuff.
He write the piece on veganism in the NBA?
Yeah, Chris Kason really did in GQ. And also Christian Winfield did for SB Nation. I think that's the one you saw a couple of days ago. He was in Brooklyn and caught up with Cavaliers guard, and so crazy to say it, Derrick Rose. Says moments before Cavaliers play and eventually lose to the Nets on Wednesday, Derrick Rose is sitting at his locker. He normally tries to stay away from candy, but today he's scarfing down the newest Now or Later, the shell-shot candy-coated chewy bites to be exact. He says, quote, these past couple years, I haven't been eating that much candy. They messed me up, man. They just started started making these types of candies, so I'm going to get back to eating healthy after this year. So Derek's like, man, they put this new junk out on the street, and yep. I just got to get my fix. He says, Rose isn't playing today, but he sits in a folding chair in front of his locker, his baby twists cascading over his white and wine-colored jersey. It's the third he's worn in less than 2 years. The Bulls drafted the hometown hero in 08. We all know that story. A year ago, he was traded to New York for a failed experiment with the Knicks and another knee injury. Off the court, he was accused and later found not liable of sexual assault before the season started. Then he went AWOL during January in a bizarre moment. On the court, he played in only 64 games with the Knicks, putting up 18-4 on a modest 47% shooting. 29-year-old guard then quietly signed with the Cavs during the offseason and is now seeking happiness and maybe an NBA title. He says, everybody's searching for happiness, and I think that's where I'm at right now. I'm in a great space mentally, physically, and emotionally, and spiritually. So right now, I'm just trying to gauge that, learn every day, and be mindful of where I'm at right now. Talking to some people that are still around him and have been around him, they echo this 100%. Derrick Rose has been in a dark place for a long time, and you dating back to those knee injuries, and it's a long time for someone to be, and I won't say in a state of depression, but just in a fog, not being able to do the things that his body once did, and also finding himself in situations that he should not be proud of on any level, no matter if he was found not liable or not. But talking to people around
that
him.
That was a sordid and tawdry affair.
Talking to people around him, this calf situation, and LeBron, more importantly, LeBron has been what he thinks is the most important influence in his career so far.
Wow.
Yeah. LeBron has made him, you know, we talk about my bad guys. Kevin Garnett gets dropped on the Celtics, and all of a sudden Ray Allen and Paul Pierce turn into real defenders, because it's only so many times you can say my bad to Kevin Garnett. It's only so many times you're going to miss workouts with LeBron James before he calls you out in front of everybody. That's the king. It's only so many times you're not going to run hard. It's only so many times you're not going to play defense around him. Dwayne Wade's going to learn that really quickly just because you're friends.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Regular season.
But I'm just saying, yeah. He holds people to a championship standard. He says he's somebody you can learn from every day, takes the game very seriously. He's a professional. And come on, man, it's like a blessing being around him. So Derrick Rose finding
one-time nemesis.
I know, right? Those two went at it for years, and he was bounced out of the playoffs year after year after year, and he's found himself playing next to him, and he thanks his basketball god for that.
This from the Santa Rosa, California Press Democrat. You know, they've been dealing with wildfires in the Bay Area, and one blew through Santa Rosa and apparently destroyed a bunch of buildings with the exception of a Carl's Jr. restaurant. That was left standing.
Wow. Never had it.
Have you had Hardee's?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's great. Okay. It's great. Carl's Jr. / Hardee's.
What do we have in Zona? Was it In-N-Out?
That was
Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Yeah. Whataburger, okay.
Yeah. Carl's Jr.'s outstanding.
Okay.
So what they did was, because the Carl's Jr. remained, they decided to have a special day where they were preparing 165 Superstar with Cheese double burgers for first responders in the area.
Wow.
So they decided they were going to take care of the first responders when the buildings around them were burned down, and they survived. And as they were preparing the burgers, the restaurant caught on fire.
Oh, no. What?
Yes.
That's like a bad joke.
I'm telling you, they're having the first responders
first
there.
Responders doing, you know, God's work out there.
Save, right. And then this is the one, the restaurant was
just
left
want a
standing.
Bite, you know, you're going to get some free burgers out this joint.
They ended up having to chainsaw massive holes into the roof because the char broilers ignited. It jumped up into their exhaust system. So as they were trying to take care of the first responders and save their restaurant, the restaurant caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
So there's that. Happy Friday.
That sucks, man. You get yourself a bite to eat after doing work that nobody else wants to do.
And then
what are you Jordan shrugging on me for right now?
And the fact that they're probably like, oh, we got to go to work, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We're here to eat. Now to put the equipment on. Let's go.
That sucks. All right. This from the AP. Superstar golfer Tiger Woods pleaded guilty Friday to reckless driving and agreed to enter a diversion program to settle a charge of driving under the influence that stemmed from an incident on May 29th when he was found passed out in his Mercedes-Benz. Woods, who is 41 years old, spoke briefly during a hearing at a Palm Beach County, Florida courthouse that coincidentally is on PGA Boulevard. He answered the judge's questions about his plea agreement with prosecutors but did not make any broader statement. In the diversion program, Woods will spend a year on probation and pay a $250 fine and court costs. He also must attend DUI school, perform 20 hours of community service, and attend a workshop where victims of impaired drivers detail how their lives were damaged. The judge indicated he had completed those requirements since he was intoxicated with prescription drugs and marijuana. According to the court records, he will also be required to undergo regular drug tests from here on out. The judge warned Woods to stay out of trouble. This particular plea agreement has no jail time on it. However, if you violate your probation in any significant way, I could revoke your probation, and then I could sentence you to jail for 90 days with a fine of up to $500. Is that understood? Judge Sandra Basso Pardo said. Woods nodded. And we get to that question that we ask every single year, and it seems like that question, more so than not, is being answered with a yes. Tiger Woods is done, right?
He posted a video of himself swinging a club. It sounded like the return of the stinger or something like that.
Tiger Woods is done, though, isn't he?
Done competitively? Done contending?
You think Tiger Woods is going to win a tournament sometime soon?
Well, are you saying play in a tournament or win one?
Win one.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't, but I don't think he's done playing. I think he's probably done winning. Not only has his skills eroded, the other golfers have gotten
way better.
The average quality of golfer now is in a place.
There's like 11 guys who can win a major at any point in time.
Maybe more.
More than that. 20?
Probably more worldwide. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's done.
All right, from Real Clear Sports.
Okay.
The only problem the Houston Astros have at the moment, after their come-from-behind win in the World Series, is a cliched misquote. And that is, Houston, we have a problem. Houstonians have been begging the media and everyone who will listen, including the Wall Street Journal, to stop using the hackneyed phrase, which is actually a misquote of a 1970 communication between Apollo 13 and Mission Control in Houston. The actual quote, if you're wondering, is the much less sexy, "Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here." Even Houston native William Broyles, who co-wrote the screenplay for the 95 movie Apollo 13, starring Tom Hanks, who delivered the much sexier misquote on the silver screen, is a little apologetic. Right. He said, "It just sounded like it came off the tongue more easily. We had no idea it would become such a trope for everything."
Change history.
NASA, on the other hand, isn't crying the blues because the phrase is clearly free marketing for them. And then Kelly Humphreys makes reference to something that Ed Harris said as Gene Kranz. "We think of it as one of our finest hours here." In fact, they named their new podcast, "Houston, We Have a Podcast."
Of course. That's pretty cool.
That's actually NASA. That's pretty good. NASA's podcast. It's called "Houston, We Have a Podcast."
That's pretty fresh.
But the people in Houston are sick of it. Now, it reminds me, why is it that the great space-related quotes are all wrong? They're all misquotes, because even Neil Armstrong, he misquoted himself.
Did he?
Yes, because when you realize what he was trying to say when he stepped on the moon and he screwed it up, because it doesn't make sense what he said. He meant to say, "That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." But he left out the indefinite article. So it became, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Because man and mankind, in that context, mean the identical thing.
I never thought about that until you said
it just
now.
But he screwed it up when he stepped on the moon. He was supposed to say, "That's one small step for a man."
And then all the women who spell their women with Y would be like, "What the hell's going on with that?
What about everybody else?"
Why do they sound like a caller, by the way?
I don't know. That's how everybody sounds when they're mad.
From some funny news to some very, very tough news. Bills tight end Logan Thomas missed practice on Wednesday this week, but it wasn't because of a lingering injury from last Sunday's game. Thomas's wife, Brandy, was not due to give birth to their daughter, Brooklyn Rose, until April, but delivered the child on Tuesday. The baby died a short time later, and Thomas returned to work with the team on Thursday. So this guy misses a practice and returns to the team on Thursday. Thomas said via WKBW that being with the team helps take his mind off of things. He talked about his emotional fight, and his coach Says he seems to be handling it as well as anybody could at this point. And when I read this in the Pro Football Talk and NBCSports.com sends their condolences to the Thomas family for their loss. And when I read this, you know, as a guy who had a premature baby, you know, my kid was born 7 weeks early, not as drastically early as this one. And think back to the J.R. Smith story where you see J.R. Smith with his daughter, and his daughter is going through the normal developmental stages. And you think about all those parents that you see walking around every single night when you're leaving and you're coming and going. I read this story, man, and this is one of those stories where you think about guys playing in the NFL and everybody's got it made, everybody's got all the money in the world, and everybody's just a number. And then you dig a little deeper or you find out that they go through the same things, sometimes even worse than we do, no matter how much money they got.
I thought I was bad for the Carl's Jr. burning. Wow, that's kind of a downer to finish on.
I didn't know you needed to be happy this entire segment.
I guess I don't.
Would you like to go tell a homeless person how to thank you when you're giving them money?
Next time I see him. Okay. Next time I see your guy, I'm going to...
Who's this guy?
No home Bob.
This guy need the water squirting flour now? What big red shoes over here all the time? Is that what needs to happen now?
That's all I needed.
I didn't know fun and feckless went along with Dan Bernstein all the
damn... Feckless Friday.
I got a 4-pound bag with 5 pounds worth of sex toys.
I gotta go flush out the urinals.
They won't hear me. I'm gonna wait for Terry right here on his day off and kick his ass.
Nice. He's broadcasting from home.
But I'm gonna go knock over a garbage can.
I'm
now.
A weirdo machine.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief.
I hate you.
To relieve.
Why would you make me feel bad about reading that story? I thought maybe you had a funny thing coming after that.
I thought there was a punchline to the dead baby thing.
There was no punchline, you jerk. Okay. Son of a... Like, what the hell is wrong with him? We laughed during the whole damn show. I read one story that touches the heart, and all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy on the show?
That's not good.
Kiss my ass, Dan Bernstein.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid Pharmacy or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Relief your face.
Relief your face in the face.
What's wrong with you? 312-644-6767 is the phone number, top of the hour. We will talk to Zach Miller. We've got Bears. We've got Saints. Dan doesn't feel good about the game. He's going to watch Hawks Bulls instead.
This is setting up potentially to be one of these really bad Bears days.
Oh, really? You're thinking like...
I'm thinking
like Packers, Patriots, bye week in the middle days? No.
The defense started early Sunday?
The defense.
Because Aaron's out of the way second quarter.
All right, we won't need to watch this.
I think the defense is too good for it to get that bad.
Do you think a 40 burger can be thrown up?
That's awful tough in today's NFL with John Fox's ability to bleed clock.
Run the football.
He'd get out of there without getting embarrassed. But it might be one of those where you just never think the Bears are ever going to win.
I want to tell you something weird about the Saints injury report when we come
back. It's weird?
Yes, very weird. Just like you in your face, you goofball. I hate you so much. The last 4 minutes, I've never hated a person harder than I hate you right now.
Outstanding. My work here is done.
He's Dan Bernstein. I hate him. I'm Jason Goff. You hate me. And
he hate me.
He hate me. Rod, was it Rod Small?
Rod
Smart.
Smart.
Rod Smart. Yes. He'll be joining us as well.
Bad.
You listen to Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Bears fans, up next, the improved Bears D will be tested against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. What about the offense? Will it be all about the run, or will Mitch Trubisky turn up the Bears passing game? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Maybe you saw Hall of Famer Michael Irvin on NFL Network giving it to Steve Smith Sr. about the slacks that he was wearing. Look, I'm on record with this. I love Steve Smith. He's one of my favorite athletes and favorite interviews. I'm not sure I've ever seen anyone in life, athlete, entertainer, or otherwise, run on the kind of fuel that Steve Smith does. He's fierce, he's savage, and very intimidating. Mike was having some fun. I'm just not sure that Steve Smith was. Not when he said this.
When I come to L.A., I'm going to whoop your ass.
Maybe it's just me, but that sounded like a threat. It's one thing to threaten a colleague if you do it with a smile on your face, but Steve Smith was the only one on that set who was not smiling. And at this point in time, I don't know why anybody anywhere, even a Hall of Famer like Irvin, wants to try 89. I'm Jim Rome.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero, or a pigeon, or a superhero named Pidge Woman, who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has...
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's...
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has...
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like...
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus... when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
The Fall Asleep Sale is on at Mattress Firm, and you are going to be out doing all sorts of things this weekend, back and forth from the pumpkin patch or buying Halloween candy or taking your kids everywhere they have to go. You're going to see a Mattress Firm. You're going to realize you have a couple of minutes. Now is the time to go in there and check it out, because if you get a Beautyrest world-class mattress, you're going to get another mattress 50% off, or you're going to find even more mattresses, and you're going to buy them all.
If you want to sleep at the perfect temperature when you get your new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice, you're going to do that for a long time. You know why? Because it's only $50 a month for 60 months. $50 a month to sleep comfortably, to sleep coolly, to just make sure that everything's recharged and rested for the next day. And by the way, you shouldn't wait any longer. Like I mentioned, you can come in today and find your perfect mattress, and you don't pay a cent of interest, because you'll get 0% APR for 5 years. That's 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. What are you waiting on?
Don't worry about price either, because you might say, ooh, you know, I bought it and then I think I saw a lower price. Well, I don't think you did. I don't think you will. But if you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than the displayed or advertised price, you bring in the ad, they beat the price by 10%. That applies even up to 100 days after purchase. So if you're looking for a mattress, the choice is clear. Mattress Firm and the Fall Asleep Sale that is going on right now at whichever Mattress Firm happens to be near you, and I know there are several, you should stop in. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then, you hear this. Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day. And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Why? Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have like sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
At the height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Score Promotions team will be next.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, well, we're going to bump those numbers up this week. I definitely see, you know, Floyd is hot right now. Fee's coming off and he's getting his reps in there. Eddie Goldman's due for a couple more. It's as a front, we're excited to get a chance to get after this team.
Yeah, Akeem Hicks, it's personal for him. It was not a happy ending to his tenure in New Orleans. He didn't even want to talk about them personally. He just wanted to talk about what the Bears are going to do against them. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score.
And we talk about a lot of guys when it comes to scouting. When we get ready for the NFL draft and we look at free agency, scheme matters and fit in scheme matters. And sometimes people's heads spin when you talk about the difference between three technique and zero technique and the 40 front and the 30 front. Look no further than how miscast Akeem Hicks was as a hand-on-the-ground 4-3 defensive end and how much it matters that he is head-up over a tackle now as a 5 technique.
Yeah, it matters. It matters. Scheme matters in the NFL. And we'll get more into the game that I think as we get closer and closer to, my partner is dreading what might happen to young Mitchell Trubisky and the boys.
I also want to let people know that something cool is going on. Yeah. I know we had Kerry Pinkowski in here just a little while back, the executive race director from the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Hashtag race talk.
They had another really highly successful year in the race you heard right here on your home for that every year at 670 The Score. Well, the registration is already on for next year for the 2018 marathon, and you know it's a lottery system, so
people can have some one-step interaction.
You register and you put your name in for the lottery unless you run with a charity.
Okay.
And we always have a limited number of spots, and we had a fantastic year with Team One Step last year that runs to help the kids with cancer and leukemia for Camp One Step and all the programs that Camp One Step has for kids with cancer. It was just an amazing year. We have dedicated professionals in charge of putting this team together. So I want you to grab one of these spots if you are a runner, if you know a runner, and if you have you run for charity in the past, and or you're decided to run for charity now, and most importantly, you want to stay out of the lottery and get a guaranteed entry into the marathon. What you do right now is you can email team1@camponestep.org, or you can just go to team1step.org. onestep.org. You can find that if you want to see all the information about the camp. You can go to camponestep.org. You can email me. You can email the show at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. You can send a text. You can try on Twitter if you want to send it to @Dan_Bernstein. However you want to reach out, I will put you in touch with the people you need to join the team. And we have a lot of listeners that run every year. We thank everybody who runs. The fundraising is cake now with social media. We'll give you a couple ways to do it. You put a couple things in up there and you contact some people. And the fundraising is, it's not like it used to be where you're, you know, knocking on doors and picking up phones. Most people do it through social media. You get guaranteed paid entry into the marathon. You then get to raise funds to send a kid with cancer for a life-changing week at Camp One Step. And you'll know it. Then the kid goes to camp and you see the pictures and you get to see exactly what this team has been doing with hundreds of thousands of dollars raised over the last several years. Coaching, professional, excellent coaching, especially for beginners. We're great with first-timers. We're great with people who maybe ran in a 10K first marathon kind of thing. If you're just getting started with a marathon and you want great beginner coaching, we've got that.
Oh,
we'll get you across the finish line. So go to teamonestep.org right now because we're going to put this team together, and you don't want to be in the lottery. You also want to help kids with cancer by running the marathon. So it's going to be very cool.
Nice. All right, so after an update, we'll get to the weirdness of the New Orleans Saints injury report.
Scoreboard update.
Thank you, guys. It's 4:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Catch the fireworks tomorrow for Superhero Night. It's presented by Marvel Universe Live. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Lots of news here at the Advocate Center today. As first, John Paxson gave us an update on what he could regarding Nico Mirotic. Paxson said he's been in constant contact with Mirotic and his reps and hopes to get him back here with his teammates soon. But time will tell, obviously, on that one. And he would not confirm or deny reports that Mirotic has requested a trade. The Bulls also today picked up the option years on the following players' contracts: Chris Dunn, Denzel Valentine, Jaron Grant, Cameron Payne, and Bobby Portis. That means all of them are under contract to the Bulls through next season, but any of them could be dealt. Tonight in the NHL, it's the Blackhawks and the Predators. Over at the United Center, Corey Crawford will be in goal. And in the AHL, the Wolves will have Vadim Shipachev on their roster this weekend. He's on loan from the Vegas Golden Knights. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. That's Tuesday, November 7th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Twin Peaks, located at 28252 Deal Road in Warrenville. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with Lance Briggs. That'll be from 7 to 8:30. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Saints game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so this is week 8, right, Dan? Week 8, right? This is week 8. Started last night.
Already. Wow. Already.
We're in week 8 of the NFL season. You'd think by now there's no one that's healthy in the game. You've gone through 8 weeks worth of car crashes.
You could put everybody on the injury report.
Dan, this is from ProFootballTalk.com. Darren Grant says, Saints coach Sean...
Not Jaron Grant. He's busy being ineffective in 20 minutes.
Yes. Just really does not know when to exploit
do
a matchup.
Things.
When to push the ball, when to shoot the ball. He just... isn't good at basketball. Saints coach Sean Payton wasn't lying when he said this knee issue that kept wide receiver Michael Thomas out of practice Wednesday wasn't a big deal. The guy that we talked about, the guy that I'm afraid of, Michael Thomas. In fact, almost his entire roster is healthy entering Sunday's game with the Bears. Thomas was a full participant in Friday's practice and wasn't even given a designation for the game, meaning he's fine. In fact, the only player on the injury report for the Saints is guard Larry Warford, who is out with an abdominal injury. Left tackle Terron Armstead and wide receiver Willie Snead were also full participants Friday and not given an injury status for the game. So there is one person on the entire New Orleans Saints roster that is on the injury report.
It's possible that they
this late in the week, too. Usually Wednesdays you mess around, limited participation, full participation. There's only one person. Like, if I'm a gambler or the NFL, like, the NFL doesn't like it. I think Belichick did something like this once, too.
Remember what the other moving part is, though. It's in the difficulty of the practice. Because if there's a walkthrough, you can list everyone as full participation because you're not in shells or you're not thudding, you're not hitting anybody. So the nature of NFL practice has changed. That tells me, my guess is half the team is hurt, but it was probably a walkthrough.
Okay.
Because there's no way.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way.
8 weeks into a football season.
Right. Half the guys are dead. There's no
way. Wait a minute. No, dude, how do you do that and get away with it, though? Doesn't the NFL, for their fantasy purposes and gambling purposes, kind of say, hey, Sean, what are we doing here?
But I think it changed when the CBA changed the practice rules. When you knew the coaches were just slamming guys around during the week. Right now, if everybody's just playing Parcheesi for practice, you can listen. Yeah, they fully participated. They sat in a chair the whole time.
Never played Parcheesi.
I have no idea what the rules are. I don't even know that I could recognize a Parcheesi board if somebody hit me over the head with it.
Yeah? Any board games in the house these days?
We haven't played in a long time. We probably, you know what? That's something our family nice should do game more night? Of. Yeah, we should do. Sorry's great. Sorry is a fantastic. It's the most well-designed game that you never know who can win. Crazy comebacks are common. It's
Scrabble usually gets weird in my household. Well, before, when I was a kid, because my dad would always do some ridiculousness.
And no one's ever finished dictionary. No one's ever finished a Monopoly game.
Oh, yeah.
It is my contention.
You punch the middle of the board and all the pieces fly up in the air and then you go get some pizza.
No one has ever actually finished a game of Monopoly.
Did you ever play Stratego?
Yeah.
That was the game, I first got my hands on it. I was like, this is the greatest board game ever.
The kid and I play Battleship every once in a while.
I'm not a big fan. Never was.
Even the new version? It's different now. The board is different.
Yeah? I never was a big fan because I always thought dudes were lying to me. Dude, I got 40 pins up here.
It's got to be a hit.
You just don't have any battleships then. You just don't have anything on your board.
You still haven't found them.
Right, exactly. The whole
thing is filled in. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. I won.
Fake news.
Right. Playing Battleship with
that
Trump.
That has to be a hit.
Right.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we got Scrabble. We've got Clue. We've got Monopoly. Clue is unopened. I just was in Target losing
Clue
my
sucks.
Mind. Yeah, I was just in. Is there a Clue movie coming out too that I saw? Like
there was
some
a
kind
Clue
of
Clue movie in the 80s.
Yeah, I liked that movie actually. I
never saw it.
I liked it. The dude from
is it Ted Danson with a mustache?
Rocky Horror.
Tim Curry?
Yeah, he was in that movie. Yeah, I liked Clue.
Tim Curry was the original Pennywise the Clown too.
Was he?
Yeah.
That was his mouth.
In the first iteration of it.
Wow.
Yes.
My mind is being blown here on a Friday. Dude, was it.
Yes.
Wow. And Ted Danson had the mustache, too,
also
right?
Also in it.
He was in a different kind of paint.
I like Tim Curry as the other Russian on the Red October and Hunt for Red October.
Oh, I bet.
You'll get the Order of Lenin for this. That was him.
Dude.
Wait, bad? Hunt for Red October?
No, the accent.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the accent wasn't exactly Russian.
Well, Hunt for Red October was a terrific movie. Yeah.
Well,
top five submarine movies of all time.
You had a Scotsman playing a Lithuanian, right? Because isn't he from Vilnius? So
Linus Klaser was playing a Chicagoan.
The accents were not, they didn't really bother to keep track of any of it.
No, yeah. As you should.
The first question. Now, thanks for the submarine, but why are you Scottish? I'm not. Wait, what?
What? No.
I'm out of here.
Movie over.
Bye, movie.
312-644-6767 is the phone. We got some time to take some phone calls before we talk to Zach Miller at the top of the hour. Dan's not feeling particularly good about this Bears game.
Mm-mm.
Neither am I. No. I hope everybody comes out of it healthy, especially this is that weird Mitch gets hurt game because you're throwing the ball too. You know, you've got a fast track. You've got the offense the speakers, all loud in that stadium. You got a bad, an average offensive line not being able to communicate.
And Trubisky's shaking up on the play.
Yeah, this is that weird game.
Oh.
Yeah, where one outside linebacker gets a free pass.
Warming up.
Dude. I'm done with Bears football if
Glennon comes back
again.
Like you're done forever?
Maybe.
Okay. If Mike Glennon touches a ball again, let's establish this now. This is the Kevin White bet, but Jason Goff is saying Mike Glennon in again.
I will extol the virtues of Gar Forman.
Ooh.
I will come in here and do a full segment on why Gar Forman should be the GM going forward for the Chicago Bulls.
You know Mike Lennon's going to play again this year, right?
I do not know that.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you've been watching the Bears long enough to know every quarterback plays over and over again.
Mitchell Trubisky has the strongest jaw of any quarterback to ever play for the Chicago Bears.
We will talk Bears football with tight end Zach Miller at the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, your headquarters for all-wheel drive.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, it's Styles and Roman and Star Trek, one of the most iconic and influential global television franchises, returns 50 years after it first premiered with Star Trek Discovery.
The CBS All Access original series features a new ship, new characters, and new missions while embracing the same ideology and hope for the future that inspired a generation of dreamers and doers.
Star Trek Discovery is available exclusively on CBS All Access and premieres Sunday, September 24th at 8:30, 7:30 Central Time. Stream the world premiere live, then watch the next episode on demand immediately after.
CBS All Access subscribers can watch the epic journey unfold every Sunday across devices. Start your free trial now at cbs.com/StarTrek.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
31.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Anytime going on the road, it's tough. Not a whole lot of people there cheering you on, and you do have to deal with the crowd noise. So won't be Mitch's first situation with that. I think it'll be his first start in a dome. But I think he's reacted really well and adjusted really well this week to those conditions in practice.
All right, Mitch, what you got? You're playing against the guy that Ryan Pace hopes you become one day in Drew Brees. You're not going to have to go throw for throw with him, but you definitely can't put up anything less than 10, 17 offensive points. You know, you're going to have to get in the 20s with this team. Because when they play on grass, they're a different squad. When they're in that dome, it's hard to reckon with that offense.
Segment is brought to you by UPSJobs.com. Want up to $125 in weekly bonuses and $25,000 in tuition assistance? Be a part-time UPS package handler in Hodgkins, Gary, or East Chicago. Apply at UPSJobs.com. This is...
Tannehill's been jamming all week,
that's
by the
good.
Way.
But this is, it's interesting when you see sort of parallel evolution of the language that's being used by texters here.
Okay.
This is from the 312. Dan, the shocking revelation that Mike Glennon will probably play again just shook me to my core. Yeah. You are exactly right. Based on everything we've ever seen with Bears football, this is 100% reality. And then the 708, different texter, says, I know we love to joke around, but the scenario you guys just presented shook me to the core. I simply cannot watch Mike Glennon play football again.
There's a lot of core talk.
Yes, a lot of people shaken to the core by the mere... We're talking about people losing an infant that it didn't do the same thing having to watch Mike Glennon play football.
Zero text about Logan Thomas's baby. Zero, no text.
Zero text
with Mike Glennon's neck.
The tragedy of the death of a child. That's nothing on the curse of having to watch Mike Glennon play again, potentially.
He just isn't good.
No.
And I don't want to watch something that isn't good.
Yeah, 2017 season is my year.
Well, for what? Hoops.
For putting the little earpiece in. Mental reps.
Man, I got 14. 14.
For mental reps.
Million.
That's okay. But you're right. It's always...
Who had the bigger ski mask payday? Jay Cutler? Mike Glennon?
Cutler's coming back next week with a cracked
ribs.
Damn
right he is.
Well, that Matt Moore thing was garbage.
He's like, hey, guys, you guys want to score? Here you go. You want to score now? Here you you get a pick six, and you get a pick six.
And then he had a touchdown on the screen.
I just didn't. He just
throw the ball to a guy.
Can't get it there. He's that's what a backup quarterback looks like, though. Yeah, coach, get me in the game.
Get me out of the game.
Let me spit out this tobacco and get out there and sling this pill around with no game plan or expectations.
He's slinging on my pillow?
It's Coom Dog. That's what it was. It was Ron Coomer out there playing.
He had a pretty good arm.
Yeah, he did. But no, dude, that thing last night, they got a 40 spot dropped on them, and they did not score a point.
Idiot texter of the day. Bernstein, you're usually logical. No chance Trubisky loses the starting job.
He's not,
stay classy. I don't know what that means, but I'm talking about him being hurt.
Yeah.
We just
rolled out the scenario that in a loud stadium where you might have to throw the ball a little bit because you might be behind because you're going up against an offense that was designed to play in that stadium, you could have one free blitzer make it home because the rookie's eyes aren't shifting the protections the way it should be shifted. And one hit, next thing you know, Mike Glennon's out there.
Dude.
Crazy things have happened in that dome.
Your guys, Desus and Merrow, apparently are you told me about
dudes.
The Gabriel Union stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Vice Sports just tweeted from their account. It says D Wade's teammate Iman Shumpert hasn't heard any news about Gabriel Union.
Oh, they did this last night.
So we showed it to him.
Yeah, they did this last night.
These guys are crazy.
Yeah, they did it last night. And if you don't know, Gabrielle Union's on her book tour, and she went on Sway in the Morning on Sirius XM Shade 45, and she talked about reciprocity when it comes to pleasing your partner.
And this is Wade's wife.
Dwayne Wade's wife, yeah.
Actual wife.
Beautiful lady, you know, very classy girl. Has been through a lot, as she details in her book, but the reciprocity when it comes to pleasing your partner, I'll just leave it at that. And... And Sway asked, you know, when's the last time you did that to Dwayne? And she just shook her head and they went on in the conversation.
And this was
Desus and Merrow talked about it and then had Iman Shumpert come on, who was Dwayne Wade's teammate on the Cleveland Cavaliers. But Dwayne, hey, Iman Iman answered it in a real G way. Like, oh man, that's grown man stuff. That's grown up stuff. If, you know, you should be willing to please your partner in whatever way that two consenting adults need to please themselves. And it was it. You know, he didn't go like, hell, or go like, oh, what is Dwayne having her do to him?
I would never do anything like right, that. Right. That's gross.
And that's what Gabrielle Union said. She was like, yeah, your friends tell you that they don't have this happening to them. And then they get behind closed doors and can't wait for those ankles to hit the chandelier.
So Iman was like, okay.
Yeah. He was like, that's grown man stuff. You know, only
whatever,
a child.
Whatever blows your hair back.
Right, right. He said only a child would react in a way saying,
good for him.
Ill, or that's nasty. Iman's doing all right, man. I don't know if you know who Teyana Taylor is, but Teyana Taylor is the young lady who danced in Kanye West's Fade video. It was an ode to Footloose, or if I'm not mistaken. The old movie, but mm-hmm. Teyana Taylor is a
ooh,
yeah, and that's after a baby.
Ooh,
yeah, Teyana Taylor is the that's goods.
Interesting yes. looking human being there.
And Iman is you know West Side and also Oak Park River Forest. You know, went to the school and yeah, he's a local dude. So yeah, they tried to put Iman in a tough position to kind of go. Dwayne on,
and
but
he just deflected
hey, you know, it's Terrell though.
Here's Dan and Homer Glenn on the score. Hi, Dan.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, guys. I want to talk baseball for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Louis Cardinals making a big splash, I think, in the pitching realm right there with Mike Maddux. Do you see them possibly even going a little higher and push Matheny out and bring in Joe Girardi?
Well, you better hope not if you're a Cub fan.
Well, Ranji said that there's a special leaning, you know, from the ownership group to Mike Matheny. He's burrowed in. So
under contract through 2022, I want to say, Mike Matheny.
Sure. Check right now.
Yeah, Matheny's getting to be one of those dinosaurs, though. You start looking who's running MLB teams, and it's much less the old rockhead type than it is now the new analytic type.
I don't know if a 3-year extension in 2016.
I thought it was longer than that.
His contract is through 2017. Through 2020. Through 2020.
Okay.
So he's decent till then. I don't know if I heard it or if I dreamed this up or if Lawrence was answering questions on Twitter, but people were asking the Joe Girardi, Ricky Renteria question. Is it possible for, I think I saw it on Facebook. I don't want to put that on Lawrence. I apologize. If people were asking, can Ricky Renteria lose his job twice in the city of Chicago to people named Joe?
It's not time for that for the White Sox yet. There might come a time when this team starts to mature that you decide you need an OG to manage him, but they're certainly not there yet. So that would shock me. Brad. Zach Miller. I've done that before.
Oh. I wonder what Brad Miller is doing.
Fishing.
Well, every day he wakes up, he needs to thank his lucky stars that Shaquille O'Neal did not connect that day.
He is either hunting or fishing is what he's doing right now.
Yeah, he's a gun rat guy.
Are you kidding? Yeah. That is like old Indiana school. Yeah, old yeah. school.
Yeah. Tobacco.
Like Duck Dynasty. Yeah. Yeah, Deer Dynasty.
Brad was always good to me.
Yeah,
man.
No, Brad was cool.
Yeah.
Zach Miller
yes.
of the Bears will yes. join us in a moment on the score.
Bears fans, up next, the improved Bears D will be tested against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. What about the offense? Will it be all about the run, or will Mitch Trubisky turn up the Bears passing game? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
The new roads.
Getting a good night's sleep is easier said than done, especially if you think you just heard a noise downstairs. Well, think about it. What do you do in that situation? You could just flip on all the lights and then keep watch, or you can keep checking your kids' beds every hour or sleep with your eyes open, or you can rest easy knowing that your home and family are protected with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has all the tools you need to secure your home. Entry sensors, motion sensors, security cameras, and more. You get 24/7 monitoring and police dispatch. Your home is safe around the clock. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts or hidden fees. You can start or stop service anytime you want, so they have to earn your business every day with incredible service. Monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That's 3 times less than most other companies. How? Well, SimpliSafe cuts out the middleman. So get SimpliSafe today at your local Best Buy and save 20% on all SimpliSafe products. Hurry, this offer ends October 28th. Visit SimpliSafe.com to learn more. That's SimpliSafe.com.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
Tuesday, November 7th, join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show at Twin Peaks Warrenville, located at 28252 Deal Road. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. Log on to cbschicago.com/events to find out where The Score promotions team will be next.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call this show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
CBS Sunday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. In a matter of moments, we'll talk to Zach Miller. This man has caught touchdowns in the last couple of games. One from Tariq Cohen, one from Mitchell Trubisky. We'll see what he's got in store. This Saints defense, even though they keep pumping resources, whether it be the draft or free agency into it, they could fire all the defensive coordinators they want. They still just haven't quite gotten it together. I thought Kenny Vaccaro would be a lot better player than he's been over the last few years. He's been hurt. They have the top-rated corner in the game right now, the rookie out of Ohio State, Marshawn Lattimore.
So he's going to get a test.
Hey, no. Hey, Dontrell Inman, like you said, three routes. Put him out there. Good old number 17.
What does it say about either?
Need a paper?
Did you see the Tribune front section today? Mm-mm. Not the sports section.
No. Okay. The front section.
The front section. Mm-mm. You open the page 3. There's a huge piece. It says 5 things you need to know about Dontrell Inman. In the front section of the paper.
He used to be a Sherpa.
I mean, I don't need to know anything about him.
Sure you do.
Not at the moment.
Your local heroes.